This exercise I want to give you is an affirmation of who I am in Christ, and I've added to it with who you are as far as your Father Fusion motivation goes. And this is the point of it. Remember that you want to enjoy all the privileges of a Father Fusion candidate. If I say to you, I'm going to reduce your privileges in life now to being pre-born again, you would say, oh, no, I don't want that. It's just not real enough for me. And if I say, right, I'm going to expand your privileges now to being born again, you say, well, I want more than that. I'm a bit wider and more mature than that now. I say, cool, I'm going to leave you like that forever. No, I want more of what God's got for me. Fine. Then you're going to be wanting the privileges and the permissions that are involved in the most that God will do with you here on the earth. And that's Father Fusion. That's this becoming perfect as a Heavenly Father's perfect. And therefore, everything that you do, these courses are about, everything that you do is to stimulate a remembrance of that and an intuitive grasp of that, so that the Father Fusion, the candidacy for Father Fusion, the inevitability of Father Fusion is now naturally coming out of you and automatically coming out of you. And it just gets broader and broader and broader and higher and deeper in you as you have it inculcated into your own system. So these practices are really good to do on your own, but this is an absolute humdinger, and I got this from a bloke over in Atlanta, Georgia, Creflo Dollar, who does this in his church. So you come to his church, and not every service, but I've been in there a few services, and big church, 2,000-3,000 people in the church, and he will just speak this. It comes up on a screen, and the whole church speaks out this affirmation, and that's where I got it from originally. That's a really good idea. So I've taken other scriptures and added into it and stuff like that, adapted it for myself. But what it does is, it's an affirmation of who you are in Christ, purely from scripture and scriptural ideas. And you say it aloud, and you say it with vigor. And vigor doesn't mean, I believe that God is my Father, and that I'm His son and daughter, and that His forgiveness rules my life. That's not vigor, is it?